So welcome. For this brief time together, we are a community with a shared focus to meditate together in mindful recognition of coming to the table's vision of a just and truthful society that acknowledges and seeks to heal from the racial wounds of the past and in the present. The American writer, feminist, and civil rights activist Audre Lorde said, "We have to consciously study how to be tender with each other until it becomes a habit." We have to consciously study how to be tender with each other until it becomes a habit. I invite us to settle into a comfortable position, sitting upright on your chair or your cushion. Your hands resting comfortably on your knees or in your lap. And take a moment to silently thank yourself for being here today with other people committed to healing and transformation. To let go of the rest of your life for a few minutes, to simply be here in this moment together. I invite you to close your eyes and let's turn our focus to our breath together and in turn our bodies. I invite you to take a deep, slow breath in through your nose, feeling your chest and belly expand, and hold your breath at the top. Then slowly exhale through your open mouth, completely emptying your lungs. And once again, deep breath in through your nose, chest and belly rise. Hold your breath at the top. And slowly exhale. And as you continue breathing, notice what you're feeling. Be aware of your body and any places where you feel tightness or tension. And as you breathe, claim your power to calm any tension you may feel. Now breathe in deep and slow again through your nose, holding at the top. Then slowly exhale through your open mouth. Be aware of your heart. Feel it beating. And claim your power to be tender and to open your heart to others and to yourself. Once more, inhale your biggest breath yet, hold at the top. And slowly exhale completely. Now be aware of your emotions. What are you feeling? And your power to offer compassion to yourself and to others. Now continue breathing normally. Notice whether you feel calm in this moment or agitated or something in between. What do you feel in your body, in your heart? As we consider racial injustice and how it impacts each of us, notice how you feel in your body, in your heart. How does suffering manifest in you? Our body, our heart, and our breath are all connected. They all can help us to be more present, to work toward healing, to create more calm in this moment. Take another deep breath in and focus only on your breath as you hold it at the top and slowly release. May we hold our suffering and the suffering of others in compassion. May we ease suffering with our breathing, with our presence, in each mindful moment. We are aware that racial injustice and injustice and oppression of all kinds are causing harm throughout the world and in our bodies. May we be aware of this suffering. May we be aware of how oppression of all kinds affects other people and how it affects us. May we hold all others and ourselves with compassion. I invite us to visualize the suffering of people who are marginalized because of race or because of gender, class, religion. What do you feel as you visualize the suffering of people who are marginalized? What do you feel in your body, in your heart, in your breath? May we, together in this moment, offer people who are marginalized compassion and relief from suffering and harm. Now I invite us to visualize the suffering of people who benefit from white skin privilege, male dominance, class and religious dominance, people suffering from disconnection, separation, shame or guilt. What do you feel in your body, in your heart, in your breath? Do you feel differently than you felt while visualizing the suffering of marginalized people? Notice any difference. May we all, together in this moment, offer privileged people compassion and relief from suffering and harm. Ruth King, in her book, Mindful of Race, offers some phrases we can repeat to practice equanimity as we offer compassion and relief from suffering and harm to all people, marginalized people and privileged people, with the intention that we all experience healing and transformation. I invite you to repeat a few of these phrases silently to yourself. May I see the world with patient eyes. May I offer my care without hesitation, knowing I may be met with gratitude, anger, or resistance. May I find the inner resources to genuinely contribute where needed. May I remain peaceful and let go of fixation. May I see my limits with compassion, just as I see the limits of others. May I care for all beings and recognize that my way is not the only way. All beings have their own journey, and I have mine. May I offer my support, knowing that what I offer may be of great benefit, some benefit, or even no benefit. As we move toward the conclusion of our time meditating together today, may we have the intention to heal wounds caused by racial injustice and other forms of oppression. May we visualize what we can do to ease the suffering of ourselves and others. May we imagine what we carry away from our time together today that will support ourselves and others. Let's take some time in silence together now, to rest in the stillness of our own bodies, our own hearts, and our own breath. As we affirm together awareness of our bodies, awareness of our hearts, awareness of our breath, may we be ever aware of our power to impact our own well-being, our power to impact the well-being of others, our power to help transform our world. I invite you to be gentle and kind with yourself and with others in this moment and throughout this day. I honor the divine within each of you from the divine within myself. Namaste.